This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. At least 34 people were killed and dozens of others wounded in separate attacks in Pakistan Friday. In the southern port of Karachi, at least 4 people were killed when a group of 3 armed men carrying suicide vests attacked the Chinese consulate. The Baluch Liberation Army, a separatist group based in the southwestern province of Baluchistan, claimed responsibility for the attack. AP's Kathy Gannon says the group is opposed to a major Chinese infrastructure project in Pakistan.
The reason that the Chinese consulate was targeted by the separatists is related to the heavy investment of China in what is called the One Road Project. The Baluch separatist group have been opposed to this project. They have attacked a number of times the infrastructure of this project, Pakistani guards protecting this project, and they even opened fire on Chinese workers in Karachi earlier in the year.
Within a few hours of the Karachi attack, a powerful bomb ripped through a crowd of people in the northwestern Orakzai region, killing at least 30 people and wounding more than 40 others. In eastern Afghanistan, meanwhile, a suicide blast at a mosque on an army base killed at least 26 people and wounded 50. AP correspondent Lee Keith reports the victims had gathered for Friday prayers in the Ismail Khel district of Khost.
President Ashraf Ghani quickly condemned the attack. He called it anti-Islamic and inhumane, and he demanded an investigation into how security was breached at this army base.
Earlier in the week, a suicide bomber killed 55 people in the Afghan capital, Kabul. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A massive